So, following up on everything that happened in Kenosha and Waukesha, Wisconsin. What a terrible time for the state of Wisconsin, but they'll make their way through. What a terrible time. Kyle Rittenhouse sat down with Tucker Carlson of Fox News to give his first interview. And one of the things he did was call out the president and others for defaming him, for going after his character. Start with bite number three here about Joe Biden from Kyle Rittenhouse. Go.
If I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement.
That's not a small thing to be called that.
No, it's actual malice, defaming my character for him to say something like that.
Why do you think, and it's not simply Biden who said that. It's a lot of people on television have said that. A lot, dozens of people have said that. I'm sorry to tell you in case you haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's actually quite hysterical how nobody can go back and look at the facts of the case. He crossed state lines, false. He's a white supremacist, false. None of that is true. And the lies that they can just get away with spreading is just sickening, and it's a disgrace to this country.
By the way, Nicholas Sandman, you remember him, the guy defamed by CNN and MSNBC for allegedly being a racist in front of the Lincoln Memorial with Native Americans and so forth. He won tens of millions of dollars. I think after Rittenhouse wins his defamation suit against CNN and others, they'll have joint custody of CNN. Sandman and Rittenhouse, they can share custody of CNN because they're going to bankrupt him for being dishonest, for being terrible, frankly. Just awful. Now, specifically on the race card being played, I want to go to bite 15, specifically on race being, you know, pushed out there as, you know, the whole shooting match is race, and racism and white supremacism. Listen to bite 15. Go.
This case has nothing to do with race. It never had anything to do with race. It had to do with the right to self-defense.
Right.
I'm not a racist person. I support the BLM movement. I support peacefully demonstrating. And I believe there needs to be change. I believe there's a lot of prosecutorial misconduct, not just in my case, but in other cases. And it's just amazing to see how much a prosecutor can take advantage of somebody.
Yeah, there's a lot of prosecutorial misconduct out there because they're trying to pursue a narrative. There's a narrative being pursued that they're going after, right? And that's how that plays out. You got that right. By the way, Rittenhouse getting a lot of advice from his attorney. Strong advice from the defense attorney who hammered the media for its reckless and inaccurate coverage. But he also says the vultures are circling to cash in from the right and the left. Bite 17 is where I want to go. Bite 17 with Kyle Rittenhouse getting strong advice from his defense attorney. Listen to this.
Yeah, my advice would be to change his name and start his life over. He's very recognizable right now. There's a lot of people who I don't think have his best interests at heart. And probably want to make him a symbol of something I don't think he wants to be necessarily associated with. And once you give up your name and your likeness and you join those causes, I think a lot of people will use you for their own purposes and you won't be able to control it. We've had that talk with Kyle, and it's going to be a fine line where he decides to go. Ultimately, I hope he makes the right choices.
Yeah, it's going to be a fine line. I get that. A tough place to be. He is in a tough spot, make no mistake. Everybody knows who he is. Most of the country agrees with what happened in the trial. Not half and half. Most of the country agrees with what happened in the trial. Because they saw him defending himself. And even if they think that he shouldn't have been there, they do believe that he has a right to defend himself against a violent attack from different people. So that's what he did. That's how it played out. It does give more. It underlines more the challenges we face as a nation. But there has been continual media dishonesty in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, and people see it. 76% of Democrats thought Rittenhouse guilty of homicide. Only 5% believed he was not guilty. 69% of blacks thought he was guilty. They probably thought he was a white supremacist, too, even though he shot three white guys. 65% of Republicans thought he was not guilty. So there's your divide. But the majority of Americans do not think he's guilty to defend himself. I mean, would it have been better if Grosskreutz could have brought that handgun around and killed him? Would that have been better? Anyhow. I mean, Joe Scarborough said he fired 60 shots. Joy Reid claimed he drove 4 hours with his AR-15 to Kenosha. Of course, none of that's true. Rittenhouse's apartment is only 21 miles from Kenosha, and his dad lives there. The AR-15 wasn't his. It was a friend who lives in Kenosha. Never mentioned in the media that his father and grandparents both live there. He spent much of his time there. And the protests weren't protests. They were violent riots. Anyhow. Just the blatantly dishonest media at work again. Some final thoughts on the program after this. Don't go anywhere. Steve Gruber, and I absolutely love Grand Flannel by Muskox. For the love of flannel, this is the best time of the year. Muskox is a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel almost every day. It's super durable. It's comfortable. 100% cotton flannel, perfect for Michigan outdoors. Go to GoMuskox.com to find out more. GoMuskox.com for the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskox.com.
You with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine. Not really.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.